Now, I am once again joined here by the lovely Paulina LaRocca as we creatively diverge this week.
Hello. Yeah. Nice to be here.
Now, how are we diverging this week?
Well, today we're going to talk about creativity in a little bit of a different sense, I hope. All too often we think about it and it's all about ideas, but today I really want to talk about moving and getting out of our heads and into our bodies.
Awesome. Now, you've given me something here, a fragrance on a stick.
Yes, I have.
What do I have in my hand here?
Well, the exact ingredients are a little bit of a secret, but what you have is a bit of a scent stick, a little bit like what you would get if you went to a department store and got handed a perfume thing to smell. But what's inside of it is actually really quite interesting. We do know that scent is a pathway to the brain and a pathway to imagination. So by actually taking a little bit of the scent and, yeah, experiencing it, and even closing our eyes, yeah, it really kind of triggers new memories, new imagination, and kind of takes us out of the studio and into a more, may I say, like transcendent type of place. Would you agree?
Yeah, I'm feeling a little lightheaded, but
it is a little bit of lightheaded. What we do know about it is frankincense is one of the base ingredients. And what frankincense will do is it will trigger some of your neural pathways. And it is believed that it will open them up and, yeah, open you up to new ideas or new thoughts or new feelings at the same time. So it's not just what occurs in your brain, but it's what that does to your body. And it starts to slow you down and starts to actually make you a little bit almost dreamy. That's why, you know, it's used in churches and it's used in rituals because it is a pathway to imagination.
I was going to say the only time I've really heard of frankincense before is from like Christianity in the Bible. But when I'm smelling that, I'm just smelling like sort of Australian botanicals or like my grandma's like medicine cabinet.
It is a bit of grandma's medicine cabinet, and it's kind of the old worldy curios, etc., that kind of take us back in time and even sometimes beyond times that we were born. It may actually trigger some memories about, yeah, things that we've heard about. That's why it is kind of mythical. But what it's doing is it's really grounding us. So, yeah, it's kind of centering us in a new way. And then on top of this, we've chosen a little bit of citrus. Almost a lemony scent, so that once we've kind of grounded you, then we can start to lift you, because citrus actually lifts you up and you find yourself actually rising and going into your imagination. And this is as much physical as it is mental. So even as I'm talking to you, I'm kind of lifting myself up. And yeah, you can see why churches in the olden days are so high ceilings. It's that kind of sense of getting out of our bodies and into something that's even greater and bigger than us.
So it's getting out of our head,
yep,
and thinking of like your creative sort of mind outside of just thinking, like
exactly.
Thinking. So how could we, what would you use this for, like in your sort of field?
We use it for the start of workshops. So it was developed specifically to actually get people in a creative zone. And there is a difference, and we've used the terms both in this interview, but creativity and imagination, and there is a slight difference. And what I'm actually talking about is more of imagination. We tend to think of creativity as having some kind of use, but imagination as being fanciful and transcendent. And we're really more in the imagination zone, which is allowing us to kind of be unchained from our day-to-day reality and allowed to go and metaphorically wander where we please. And it's really important because we don't do it often enough.
Yeah, I feel like especially, I don't know, imagination, big thing when you're a kid and
yep,
that is your whole world, like looking at the like the clouds and seeing like pictures, or looking into a fire and you see a castle or something. And I feel like that's – I went camping on the weekend and there was a big bonfire and like I was just looking at it going, how did I – ever think that was like a castle or a dragon or something? But
how cool.
It's sort of getting out of your own head though, because yes, that was all sort of head noise.
Yes. It's so cool that you actually went back to that, because these are mythical and magical places for those reasons. And, you know, for simple things for people who are listening, I mean, that is why it's so important to get out into nature and to kind of just get away from our desk and, you know, the office and the phones and everything, and just kind of experience the world again, almost with a freshness and a naivete and a newness.
That's the only other time where I feel like I'm not in my head. If I go out for like a surf and you're sitting in the water in nature and you're like, okay, this is peaceful and I can sort of like release and not have everything whirring in my head. Yep. And that's where you get, I think, is that the same sort of thing where you're like, it's not really in nature, but like if you stand in the shower and you're like...
Yes,
sort of shower thoughts sort of thing.
There's an old saying that the three B's, that are our creative spaces, the bed, the bath, and the bus. Now, unfortunately, we've had smartphones since that was developed. So the bed is usually, you know, you wake up first thing and look at your phone and that's gone. And on the bus and on the train, we tend to just be absorbed in our phone. So really, it's the bath or slash shower that's really the last place that we have where we have moments of oneness, where, you know, the chatter stops and we're allowed to incubate and creative thoughts are allowed to arise. So it's really important that we have more of those moments and that we not consider them indulgent, but we consider them restorative.
I really like that. That's made me sort of, and like smelling that, calm me down for today. I think I was in a bit of a tizzy today. I had to get the bus to the studio today, which is, oh my goodness, I don't know the last time I caught a bus, but that makes me sound very, very privileged, but that's sort of relaxed me and calmed me down.